Let's give Gary's gift a hand. Amen. Thank you, brother. You know, I find certain Sundays the most difficult to preach, and this is at the top of the list. It's hard to keep your attention with barbecue wafting through the room. But, man, I'm glad you're here this morning. Before we dive into that barbecue today, I want to share a little spiritual food with you. We've been in a series here called Heart Check over the last few weeks at Tapestry. We've been walking verse by verse through the book of 1 John. And in 1 John chapter 2, I found it kind of interesting that the Lord would have aligned it this way. The next verses in that book that we would be focused on today are these. 1 John chapter 2, beginning in verse 3. John says, "We know that we have come to know Him," that being Jesus. "We know that we have come to know Him if we obey His commands." So that's kind of an if-then kind of statement. If we obey His commands, if we live the life that Jesus has called us to live, certainly not perfectly, but walking in the light as He is in the light, if we obey those commands, He says, that is an indication that we know Him, that we have come into a relationship with Jesus Christ that has reconciled us to the Father. He goes on to say, "The man who says, 'I know Him, I know Jesus,' but does not do what He commands is a liar, and the truth is not in him." But John is kind of black and white. I mean, throughout his gospel and throughout these three smaller letters, he just says it like it is. And no gray area for John. And we'll see that as we continue to move through this book. He says, "But if anyone obeys His word, God's love is truly made complete in him." He says, "This is how we know we are in Christ. Whoever claims to live in Him must walk as Jesus did." Strong statements. As followers of Jesus Christ, essentially our goal, our first priority, is to live as Jesus lived. Again, not flawlessly. We're unable to do that this side of heaven. But as the Spirit which resides within every believer would lead us, we are to live and to walk as Jesus lived and walked. We're to be about the things that He told us to be about. And as I was reflecting on that passage and our theme today, our missions theme, world missions theme, it struck me that central to Jesus' teaching, okay, the commands that He has given us as His followers are two fundamental pillars. Two fundamental pillars. So if you don't know anything else about the Bible, if you don't know anything else about Christianity, maybe you're new to this whole thing today, you're not a follower of Jesus, you know, you're just here kind of taking this whole thing in and going for the barbecue at the end. But if you don't take anything else away from this and you don't know anything else about the Bible, know these two pillars that Jesus taught while He walked the earth. They are the Great Commandment and the Great Commission. The Great Commandment and the Great Commission. These are central to, as John said, what Jesus has commanded us to do. The Great Commandment, if you'll remember, says this. Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And love your neighbor as yourself." Fundamental to following Jesus. Love God with everything you got. And love the people around you with the Spirit of God within you extending to them. Love God, love people. That's pretty easy to remember, isn't it? And what if the whole world would do that? Things would change, wouldn't they? Just fundamental commandment, fundamental teaching of Jesus. Love God, love people. That's the first pillar that Jesus gives us in His teaching in the New Testament. The second pillar is what's known as the Great Commission. the Great Commission. If you'll remember these words in Matthew 28:19, these are the last words that Jesus spoke as the God-man on the face of the earth. Okay, these are the last words that Jesus spoke after His resurrection, before He ascended to the right hand of God. Jesus said this. And so, man, anytime, you know, somebody, you're picking up on somebody's last words, maybe it's the last words they said before they passed away, you want to hearken. You want to pay attention to those words. And Jesus said this to His disciples and ultimately to us, all who would follow Him in the future. He said, I want you to go. He said, I'm going back to the Father. I want you to go now. And I want you to make disciples. Just as He had discipled the 12 who followed Him. Just as He had taught them. To be a disciple means to be a student. Okay? So Jesus is telling us, go and make students of Me to the entire world. To all nations. And what I want you to do is I want you to baptize them in the same way that I was baptized in the Jordan, Jesus said. His cousin John the Baptist brought him under the water, brought him up. The dove hovering over, God's voice is heard. This is My Son in whom I am well pleased. Jesus said, I want you to go. I want you to share My love with the world. I want you to baptize them the same way I was baptized, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then I want you to, teach them, as John said, I want you to teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. And then He said, don't worry about it. I'm with you every step of the way. I'll tell you what, as I travel around the world and go to different communities and some challenging places that we've been to with teams here from Tapestry, man, that's comforting to me. To know that every step of the way, when we're completely out of our comfort zone, when we don't know what's coming next, when we're in a third world country where volatility may exist, where we're not sure what we're walking or driving into, that gives me comfort and courage to do exactly what Jesus called us to do, to take His love to the world. And as we look at these two commandments here, the Great Commandment, the Great Commission. And if you don't remember anything else about what Jesus taught, remember those two things. Love God, love people, share the love of God with people. And man, you'll be well down the road as far as understanding who Jesus was and what His desire is for us. In obedience to His commands, we seek to share God's love, not just with those who are in this community and in our neighborhoods, but with folks all over the globe. With this year's team that's heading to Vista Hermosa, Guatemala. How do you like these pictures of some folks in the community? Aren't they beautiful? I love that smile right there. And these two right here holding the little doll, it's awesome. Well, these are folks and just sort of snapshots of our partner community, our relatively new partner community in Guatemala. And with our 10-person team this year heading to Vista Hermosa, Tapestry will have sent over 80 people. And again, I always say this, look around. This is not a huge church by any stretch of the imagination. We will have sent over 80 people on the field to Haiti and to Guatemala over the last 8 years. God has done remarkable things through our partnership and through this small church in Roswell, Georgia, especially through our partnership with Shadrach Haiti, of which we had a 5-year covenant with that particular community. We went in immediately after the earthquake, if you'll remember, in 2011, and we have just begun to come out of that partnership with that community because they are self-sustained at this point, and they are able to take care of themselves and move forward just through the partnership of God's love in churches coming around them since that time. From clean water, we funded this water station there where there was no clean water before. Those folks were drinking water that came from villages higher on the mountain. It was causing disease and sickness throughout the community. In partnership with Water Missions, we have created a solar-powered water station there to give them clean water, which has absolutely transformed that community. We built a thriving school. This was just a wet bog when we first moved into Shadrach and took the four-wheel drives in there. You had to walk about a mile. How many of you walked that hill down to the lower church there? Yeah. I mean, it's a hike. And typically in about 95 degree weather with 100% humidity. This was just a wet bog. Through the money that you guys raised through the Here and There campaign at the end of the year that we always do, we were able to assist in building this school, supply it, and now this school serves, those three buildings serve over 800 students on this mountain in Haiti. 800 students that were doing their best probably about 200 were doing their best to go to school prior to this, just in an old church that barely had walls. And so God has done some amazing things in bringing education to this community. But one of the things that I'm most thrilled about, those of you who've been will recognize this gentleman right here. He is the patriarch of the community. His name is Joseph, but they call him Y-O-Y-O, like yo-yo. I don't know why. He has this amazing gift, this superpower of being able to teleport himself from different places on the mountain. He will be where we were, and then we'll drive 3 miles, and he's there before we get there, and he has no transportation. So don't know if they're secret tunnels or exactly what's going on. But this gentleman, I think it was after 5 years of partnership in the community. I've personally shared the gospel with him a number of times, as have a number of other people. He gave his life to Christ 2 years ago. And as I think about that and know that he is the patriarch of that community, the implication, what that means for future generations in Shadrach, in this village, and throughout Haiti, who knows what God is going to do with that. But as those who look up to and respect Joseph, his decision to trust Christ and to follow Jesus because of what he's seen through hands and feet coming to serve his community and what that has meant for his people is transformational, I believe. And so I'm just absolutely thrilled about that. We've seen the hand of God flowing through your hands, literally, to bring this community to a place of self-sufficiency. We celebrate that today, and we celebrate all that God has done through you and through this church to make that happen. We have now transitioned and we are turning our attention to our new partner community in Guatemala, Vista Hermosa. I like it there. I like it there. It's a lot cooler. Guatemala is the land of eternal spring, for those of you who are not aware of that. And for those of you who spent some hot trips in Haiti, you'll enjoy this one a little bit more if the weather got to. Absolutely beautiful. We're in the Western Highlands. It's a big four-wheel drive, big hike to get there. But some of the most beautiful, if not the most beautiful country I have ever seen in my life. Vista Hermosa is a coffee-growing community with different needs than Shadrach had, but they are needs that God, I believe, has uniquely equipped us and other partner churches to meet. Last year was our first real team trip there, right, Robert? Yeah, you and I went on a vision trip 2 years ago. Last year was the first real team trip there. Beautiful people in the community. We came alongside the leaders last year in the community and did a servant leadership, leading like Jesus leads, workshop with about 20 of the leaders in the community, and saw just tremendous fruit from that. We're going to be following up with those leaders when we go with our 10-person team this year. There's also a lot of ministry that we do in the school there in Vista Hermosa. They're a little bit more developed or possibly a lot more developed than Shadrach was when we got there, but huge needs in education, continuing health education, laying a gospel foundation. There is a bit of a rift between the Protestants and the Catholics, imagine that, in the community. And we are going in at this point and trying to have those conversations to bring reconciliation to the different churches that are represented in the community. So those are some of the things that we're going to be doing this year in Vista Hermosa. Robert, if you wouldn't mind coming and sharing a little bit about the team and your perspective there. Robert is our World Missions team leader here at Tapestry. You've been doing that about 7 years or so. Seems like forever, doesn't it?
We've been here.
Yeah. You're on.
Got it. Okay. Let me just introduce the team members. We've got Gary Delaplane. Where's Gary? Basically the people in green T-shirts, actually. Why don't you all stand up? We've got Kiki and Blake back here. The
team, y'all go ahead and stand up.
Yeah, Leonard's kids. Giselle Matthews. Phil and I, and then we have Don and Beth Leonard, who are also going, Rachel Reichard, and a friend of hers, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's everybody. Go ahead and sit down. Good. What we're going to be doing is continuing, as Phil said, we're going to continue with a follow-up to the leadership, servant leadership training. We'll also be doing some work in the schools. Vista Hermosa is just a little bit different than Shadrach. I think they have maybe a better sense of what they want in their community than Shadrach did going in. The first time we met with them, we went with 410 Bridge and several other churches represented, and they had a list of, I don't know, 20 or 30 things that they listed off that they wanted to do. And they're kind of ambitious about what they want to do. For instance, the trip down to San Antonio, which is the small community that's close to them, is about an hour going around the mountainside and then back down into the town. So they started building their own road. So as I understand it, the expectation is that people work for 5 days and then they work on the road for a day. So it's kind of expected that the community participate. And there's coffee everywhere. I mean, they grow coffee straight down the mountainside. And we've seen places where they have a rope in a wooden seat, and they let themselves down the side of the mountain to pick weeds and maintain the coffee. So this year, I'm working on getting Phil a chance to do that. We're going to lower him down the mountainside. Yeah, and do some weeding and whatnot. So anyway, we'll be there 8 days. The trip out is fairly long. It's probably 6 to 7 hours out to get to the community, and then at about an hour from San Antonio to the community each day. So that's kind of the highlights. Did I miss anything?
No, I think you got it.
Okay, great.
And if you have any questions or
let me mention one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of people have asked about buying T-shirts. So if you're interested in buying a T-shirt, just catch me here and give me your size and your name. They're $15, so you can add that to your donation or make a donation for the T-shirt. Thank you.
Super. Thanks, Robert. If you have any more questions about the community or what the trips look like, or you know, you just want to talk to Robert more about getting involved in this, he's wide open. Would love to have those conversations with you. We are blessed, and I'm very thankful to have Robert on the team here at Tapestry. He is passionate about world missions and taking the gospel to other cultures, and has just been a godsend, I guess, for the last 7 years or so, 6 or 7 years here with us, and does so much work behind the scenes to make all this stuff happen. And so just much appreciated, brother. All the proceeds, again, today from the mission queue, as always, go toward offsetting the cost for each individual going on the trip. The trips typically cost about $1,850 a piece. You know, airfare to Guatemala and those types of places is not cheap. And so we try to reduce the amount of money, the burden that each individual has to put forth. And that's where you guys come in. This is a group effort. This is a body effort where everybody gets an opportunity to participate and be part of the mission that God has called us to here at Tapestry. So again, we've got 10 folks going, and anything that God might lead you to give today will go directly to them. Again, we have raised almost $75,000 in the last 7 years just through doing what we're doing today. So you guys have just shown up and shown up and shown up, and I'm so thankful for your generosity there. You enable us to do what we do in this particular arena. Our goal in Vista Hermosa, essentially, is just to be faithful to the Great Commission, to be faithful to the commandment that Jesus has given to us, and to trust God to do what only He can do in developing this community now that He's called us to for His glory. Behind me, as Scott rolls through these pictures, he's just going to roll through them quickly. You'll see some of the teams that we've sent on mission over the years from here at Tapestry. What you've given through these mission queues in the past has made it possible for all these folks to step foot and to minister in these communities. That's a school being built right there. There's Matt with his Georgia hat on. Love that. And this is an Acts 6 team. This is Matt Blackwell's veterans ministry team that went to Haiti. And this was our first trip to Guatemala. But everything that you give today and have given in the past enables God to do what He has done through our teams. And I'm confident and trust that you'll do it again this year. So I do ask you, as your pastor, give sacrificially for what God is doing in and through this team and what He wants to do in these communities. Before I pray for us and we have lunch, I want to invite Matt Blackwell to come up. Do you have that microphone, Robert? Yeah. Matt, come on up here, brother, if you would. Matt, most of you know Matt, obviously been around here, member of Tapestry for quite some time. Matt is passionate about world missions. He went on, I took you to Haiti one year, and God got a hold of him. And Matt is a former Army Ranger, Captain Blackwell, combat veteran. And God laid on his heart to start a ministry, a mission ministry, and I'm going to let you tell them a little bit about what that is, brother. You
should. All right, am I on here? Yes. All right. So, like Phil said, after that first trip to Haiti, God got hold of me. It was just an amazing experience for me. And with that, I lost several soldiers to suicide from my old platoon. And I just realized guys need a sense of purpose that I found on that mission trip. So I founded out X6 Missions. And we use the unique skills of veterans. And if you guys haven't heard me talk about this yet, you've been hiding. Because I talk to everybody I can about this. So I'll be quick because I'm standing between you and barbecue. But we use the unique skills of veterans. They're used to going to hot places. This place looks kind of nice. But we're used to going to hot places, sleeping in tents, on the ground, using interpreters, building relationships in foreign cultures, all that kind of stuff. And then on the flip side, it gives the veteran a renewed sense of purpose. They're working for something bigger than themselves again. They're serving people. And that's what caused them to join the military. They had a servant's heart to begin with, and it opens the door for God to work in their life. It's been an amazing experience. The trips we've already had, we've been to Haiti twice. We've been to had a couple guys that did boat rescues in Houston after the hurricane. And then now we're heading to Kenya next. And real quick, I just want to take this opportunity to thank everybody at Tapestry. Mm. Act 6 wouldn't exist without Tapestry, Phil and Robert mentoring me. So many men and women in this church who have contributed to us financially, spiritually, praying for us, mentoring me, use their professional services to help get us off the ground. The majority of my board is in this church. So I just thank everybody from Tapestry for all you've done. Mm. The money that we've gotten from Tapestry that's helped us go on these trips has changed lives. Mm. And it's huge. So I just want to thank everybody here for that. I really appreciate it. The trip we're going on this time, and Phil, since he's a board member, I opened it up to board members. So it's all veterans and Phil. So we're going to...
I'm in good hands.
We're going to break him in. So, but the normal 410 model that you guys see here is when a church and several churches partner with a community. But 410 has two communities in Kenya. They're so remote, they can't get church teams there. And they're in desperate need. So 410 went in, helped them out a little bit. But they can't get mission teams in there. Nobody's been there. Their indigenous staff has been there. And I think two guys from the U.S. from 410 staff. But they've never had a mission team. So 410 asked Act 6 if we would go in. And I was like, yeah, that's awesome. So we're Saturday we'll be heading out. We're going to fly into Nairobi after a couple days to get there. And then we're driving 6 or 7 hours out into the middle of nowhere in Kenya. We are going to camp out for about 6 or 7 days in the middle of nowhere, Kenya, and live out of tents. They've got a cook who's going to come cook over the campfire for us. And we're just going to work in the community. We're going to go build relationships, share the gospel. I think they have on the itinerary they're going to slaughter a lamb for us. I'm pretty excited about that. We're going to do some men's ministry, a Bible study, and that's about it. It's going to be an awesome trip. And this is what Act 6 is made for. These guys are used to going in, sleeping on the ground. Everybody's pretty excited about it, actually. So, yeah. But the biggest thing is I would just appreciate everybody's prayers. We're heading out Saturday. We'll be there for 10 days. If you guys could just pray for this team and for us to do God's work and God's will in this community.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that, Matt. We're not today, we're not raising money for Act 6 just through what we're doing. We did last year. We did that for the participants of the Haiti trip. But today is just for our Guatemala team. We're raising prayer support for Matt, awareness for Act 6. If you feel led to give to this ministry, which is phenomenal and changing lives, not just on the mission field, but changing the lives of veterans. And we've seen it already. Guys who are just locked into a new purpose and a new direction in life as God's leading them. Talk to Matt and he'll get you connected. If you feel led to give to that ministry, I would encourage you to do that also. And one of our biggest expenses is lion repellent on this trip. I'm afraid they'd use me for bait if not. And I am confident I will be the slowest runner on the team. And you guys know that joke. So, but we're leaving Saturday. It's a 10-day journey into the bush in Kenya. So we're leaving Saturday on that trip. So please, please, please pray for us. It's going to be, something we're really going to have to trust God's direction, protection, wisdom every step of the way on this one. So pray for us. Good stuff. God is good. He's doing some wonderful things in and through you all and in and through this church. And I just want to pray for us right now. Pray for these teams and then pray for our lunch. Father, thank you so much just that you're a good God. Lord, that you call us beyond our comfort zones. Lord, that we, as we're nestled into this little suburban utopia around here, Father, give us a vision. Open the eyes of our heart for those who are hurting around the world, for those who are hurting in our own neighborhoods, for those who are in desperate need of hope. Not just hope for this life, Father, but an eternal hope that is reconciled to you through your Son. Father, I thank you that you love us so much that you would send us, that you would entrust this task to your church and to those in it who you call to go, and you would give the entire church and the entire body of Christ the privilege of participating either prayerfully, financially, or just, Father, just providing encouragement along the way for those who will be on the field. Lord, we just thank you for all that you're going to do today. We thank you for, Lord, the money that's going to be given, the sacrifice behind the giving today towards these missions. And we just entrust all of it to you and pray that it would glorify your Son, Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen.